and I was checking with my historical companion on Hawthorne, and it, I became aware of the fact that that he and the other journals I've read say very little about the river, and I realized that to them, the river was very little more than transportation. There was no other way to get to Dawson, essentially, than by a river. Obviously, even long before air travel, and there was no roads within about 1,000 miles, and so the river was the highway. And the journals make very little mention of the river except for the rapids, and of course the rapids were an adventure and in many cases a disaster. But once they got on the safe parts of the river, then it was a matter of just floating down to the gold fields. And for me, of course, the experience is quite different. I mean, my friend Glenn Sims, who's with me, and for us, you know, we realize that once we're on the river, that the river itself is our destination. We'll get to Dawson, but you know, we're fairly realistic about this. We know we're not going to find gold in Dawson. You know, we came up here for a wilderness experience, and that's what most people come here for, I think. And the river is no